Some time travel on Radio Munson on WGLT Normal. It's 1939. Up on the summer terrace on the roof of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Boston, it's clarinetist Artie Shaw with his band and his young new drummer Buddy Rich and the Carioca. Shaw already had a great band in 1939, but boy, when he got Buddy Rich as his drummer, young Buddy Rich, the band took off to even higher heights. Buddy Rich, 40 years later, was the old guy in the band, but he was still the center of attention, playing his drums with a bunch of young bucks in the Buddy Rich band in the 1970s, and they just did a classic version of Love for Sale, driven by that famous Buddy Rich beat. We'll be right back. Buddy Rich's great band at the Shea Club in Hollywood, California, 1967. Ernie Watts was the guy playing alto saxophone, Bobby Shoes, high trumpet, bunch of young bandsmen with the great Buddy Rich. Here's another guy who was a phenomenon before he reached his sixth birthday, Mel Torme. He, like Buddy Rich, had been on the stage since, almost before they were potty trained. And Mel Torme was still going strong in 1990 when the greatest scat singer of them all was accompanied by Frank West, the alto saxophonist in his band, including John Campbell, the Bloomington Normal pianist, at the Fujitsu Concord Jazz Fest in Japan.
Lonesome shining through the trees. Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your house look lonesome and your baby packs up to leave? Sent for you yesterday and here you come today. Sent for you yesterday and here you come today. Talk about bad luck and trouble, you know you've had your way.
Mel Torme still had it going in 1990.
Frank West and the Frank West Orchestra.
Who? We need to catch our breath here a little bit on the last ever edition of Radio Munson. Let's change the pace and do something by Sarah Vaughan, the Divine One.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Moment you're near, you can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm just too misty and too.
The incomparable Sarah Vaughan here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening for our finale. Here's a song that's just made for a night like this. The Manhattan Transfer recorded it 20 years ago, and it features Alan Paul, the Transfer's lead singer, with Asleep at the Wheel and the violin of Mark O'Connor. Harry Warren wrote this song, and Mack Gordon supplied the lyrics for the Glenn Miller Orchestra back in 1943. Like I said, tonight's the perfect night to hear it once again.
Why do robins sing in December? Long before the springtime is due, and even though it's snowing, violets are growing. I know why, and so do you. Why do breezes sigh every evening, whispering your name as they do? And why have I the feeling the stars are on my ceiling? I know why, and so do you. The sun when it's raining, hiding every cloud from my view. And why do I see rainbows when you're in my arms? I know why, so do you. Thank you. words when you're in my arms. I know why, and so do you. I know why, and so do you.
Alan Paul with the Manhattan Transfer on Radio Munson. Hey, don't leave now. Count Basie is coming up next. Here's a Radio Munson Basie ballad with Count Basie's piano. Frank Foster on tenor saxophone. Thad Jones on trumpet. It's Blue and Sentimental. Count Basie Orchestra. Basie wrote that song, Blue and Sentimental. Frank Foster playing tenor saxophone here on Radio Munson. Here are some guys, four guys from Piqua, Ohio, who didn't need musical instruments. Well, except for that guitar. Everything else, well, they innovated.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, 50 Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. All my eyes are brown. Hearts seem light and hearts seem bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Brothers, there was no overdubbing in those days. Those guys got along okay. Cleaning out the closet here on our final Radio Munson. Here's a song that's notable for the fact that band leader Red Norvo plays xylophone and his wife Mildred Bailey does the singing, and the lyricist found a rhyme for Dubuque, as in Dubuque, Iowa. It's the abbreviation of ukulele. Dubuque Uke. I'm not kidding.
Your dopey walk, your double talk, I go for that. Your corny jokes, your dizzy folks, I go for that. Your kiss just misses, your dancing is rough, but I love that stuff. I guess I don't get around quite enough. You play the uke, you're from Dubuque, I go for that. And furthermore, I just adore your fuzzy hair, your vacant stare. To Mr. Cupid, I take off my hat. You can't account for silly taste of all the hearts I could have chased. I look at you and ooh, I go for that. Stare to Mr. Cupid. I take off my hat. You can't account for silly taste of all the hearts I could have chased. I look at you and ooh, I go for that.
The last of the jazz xylophonists. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe the first of the jazz xylophonists, Red Norvo from Beardstown, Illinois, over there on the river, with Mildred Bailey. And I go for that. I go for that. I go for Nat King Cole, regardless of who's backing him up, especially when it's his own piano. But this is even better. It's Nat King Cole singing with pianist George Shearing and his quartet.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. But first of all, please let there be love.
King Cole with George Shearing's quintet here on Radio Munson. Our last show for the month of December, our last show period, after which you'll still be able to play archive shows whenever the fancy strikes you. If you go to WGLT.org or to iTunes, I'll tell you a little bit more about how you find those podcasts here before we close up shop this evening. Right now, here's Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman's band.
Thank you. through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And won't you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Norma Eggstrom of Bismarck, North Dakota, had just taken a new name when she recorded that with Benny Goodman during World War II. Peggy Lee. What a legacy, Peggy Lee. Well, we're doing a lot of legacy stuff here on Radio Munson this evening. And there's still more to come. Tommy Dorsey, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, all before 9 o'clock Central Time rolls around. Now, about those podcasts, once this show is finished, you won't be able to hear Radio Munson on the radio anymore, but you can sure hear it on others of your devices. When you go to WGLT.org, then click on Music, then click on Radio Munson, you'll find an assortment of past programs from which to choose. Same thing with iTunes. Go to the iTunes store and click on Podcasts. Then, when podcasts come up, do a search for WGLT. And from the menu then, select Radio Munson. And again, there's a selection of past shows. They'll be available for some time to come. But this is the last of our little shows, and we still have another 20 minutes or so to go. So let's get at it. This is a song that Glenn Gray's Casa Loma Orchestra did, and it's called Smoke Rings. song has been around, if you wait a couple or 3 days and we get into 2018, it's been around for 90 years. A couple of Brits wrote that song in 1928, and it was introduced by Rudy Valley. It's called If I Had You, Tommy Dorsey's band, here on Radio Munson. Boy, I've noticed I've been going back into the big band era and even into the 1920s more frequently tonight than most Radio Munson shows. It wasn't planned that way. I just decided I'd play some of my favorite tunes, some of my favorite artists at the moment. And you know, as I do, you probably favor some music sometimes, other music other times. Anyway, these are the ones that jumped up at me tonight from our Radio Munson music library. You know, there's a trove of information at the Radio Munson Facebook page. I don't know if I'll be updating it much over the weeks and months to come, but I'll leave it up for a while. And it has a pretty good history of this show. That is pictures, information about the artists, different posts that have been made on the Radio Munson Facebook page over the years, recent years at least, when you go to facebook.com, Radio Munson. Here's a song that seems appropriate to play tonight, well, sort of semi-appropriate, by Anita O'Day, with an arrangement by Bill Holman.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. Almost all over. For this evening, my friend. The evening sure was a ball, just seeing you all and being with you. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's all over, my friend. All over, my friend.
That's Anita O'Day. It's been a heck of a party, hasn't it? For 16 plus years here on GLT. Thank you, GLT, for giving us the airtime to indulge in some of this classic music. One more time. Will it be the last time? Well, it's the last time for me, but will it be a last time for this music? I sure hope not. Here's Frank Sinatra.
I'll be seeing that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. And I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, I'll be seeing you.
Sinatra, Cy Oliver arrangement of I'll Be Seeing You in All the Old Familiar Places, and I'm betting I will when I'm back in Bloomington Normal, which is going to have to wait for a few months, but I'm coming back, and I'll be seeing you at probably, what, Cotton's Village Inn and the Brittany, Smuggler's Inn, oh wait, that's the wrong era, at maybe the Luca Grill or Avanti's or Epiphany Farms or at Starbucks. Yeah, I'll be seeing you. Cy Oliver had arranged that for Sinatra back in the Tommy Dorsey days. And then in the late 1960s, when Sinatra owned his own record label, Reprise Records, he brought Cy Oliver in again to do a more upbeat arrangement. And that's the one we heard. I'm telling you, I've sort of avoided the talking about the weather in central Illinois as much as possible here this evening. Because number one, a number of listeners live elsewhere, but number two, it's just not something you'd like to talk about particularly, it seems to me. Am I right about that? Just brutal cold for the weekend and continued cold about as far as the eye can see. So hunker down inside and we'll listen to one last tune.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night, just you and me? I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. tomorrow night, just you and me. I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. You gotta go home, you gotta go home. You gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good night kiss.
Ella Fitzgerald wraps up Radio Munson for this week and for always with Nelson Riddle's orchestra. How do you put a wrap on 58 years of broadcasting? One of the best parts of the vocation, and for the last 16 years, advocation, is that no 2 days are alike, not even close to it. Sure, there have been some routines. Pick out some tunes, run a news beat, get the starting lineups. You know, the things that all DJs and news reporters and play-by-play broadcasters do. And I've tried to always be diligent and thorough as I've done those things through the years, but that's a small, small sliver. It's a surprise each day that's fired my furnace. The turn and expected conversation, the breaking news story, calling a double overtime basketball game, and both at the front end of my career and again during these last 16 years hosting Radio Munson, it's the interest one of you expresses in a piece of music that I played or shares a story about how much a certain recording has meant. Perhaps bringing back memories of a loved one. I don't think you get as much of that in most jobs. I prepared hard to do my best, and you have rewarded me more than you'll ever know. I've invited you into my life, but more importantly, you've invited me into yours. Radio is an intimate medium, always has been, still is. You've been my radio family, and I've been honored and humbled when you have invited me to be a part of yours. So thank you, every one of you, wherever you are, however you receive this signal. Thank you to all the wonderful folks who've been a part of the WJBC family this last half a century. What a tremendous team you were. Thank you to the GLT team who've taken me into their tent and have showed me how important listener-supported public radio is in today's media climate. They know how to serve listeners better than most public stations in all of America, and the Twin Cities community should be proud of them, as I am. GLT veteran Bruce Bergethon will add these two Thursday evening hours to GLT to his production of popular acousticity shows, beginning with the new year. Past Radio Munson shows will continue to be available on demand when you go to WGLT.org, click on Music, and on iTunes when you click on Podcasts, and then search WGLT. Plenty of archive material remains on Facebook on the Radio Munson page. My email address remains the same, don.munson@comcast.net. Thank you all. Thank you so much for the wonderful life you've given me. I exit stage right with a smile on my face, good health, a loving family, and a curiosity to find out what's next. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for listening this evening. And Happy New Year!